Fakakta Comedy Funhouse Network.
Everybody, it's The Voice, and I am here at Drunken Lullaby Studios, and I'm joined, we're going to take it back to the beginning, back to EP01, Smells Like a Balloon. We have three quarters of the first cast of the first two episodes. Joining me, you know them, you love them, I'm talking about Flannelmouth Tyler and the Bottle Cap Kid, Jason.
Hey,
welcome back, guys.
Thanks for having us back.
It's been a little while, but you know, I'm always excited to have you come back and do some shows. Tyler, it's been a little longer, I think.
It was Valentine's Day.
Yep. How's Brandy doing?
Oh, Brandy's doing great, just elsewhere.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I had to say it.
No, it's great. Jason and I had a big conversation about her position at Poor Brothers.
Poor Brothers, yeah. Which, she's working there thanks to the two of us, pretty much.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Shout out to Poor Brothers. Yeah. Shout out to Brandy. Shout out to Kevin Clark of the Let's Try This podcast for running the trivia.
I just saw Nathan of Poor Brothers earlier today when I popped in at the location of last week's episode, Tannins and Hops.
Great episode.
Thanks. I'm glad you dug it.
I love that episode.
Yeah.
Top 10.
I mean, Val and Nate, super nice people. It was great to sit down and talk with them about, you know, their travels. I mean, Tyler and I both used to sell golf discs. Mm-hmm. I've never played. I know next to nothing about the actual sport, but I know a fair amount about the discs.
Well, how big of a disc do you have?
That's a personal question.
Tyler,
you'll have to ask Freckles.
It's in this sport, it's a little more about weight, I found
girth.
Out. And the ridge.
And how it bends.
Yeah, thankfully, it's up to technique.
Yeah.
I have it in spades.
All right, well, as with every episode of Drunken Lullabies, we are brought to you by Distill Brewery in Bloomington, Illinois. And Distill was founded in Bloomington, Illinois, and has been boycotting Bland since 2013. Their hard work and craftsmanship has led to a wide array of beers that are anything but bland. From the Wild Sour line to the barrel-aged St. Decara series, Distill's award-winning beers include something for everyone, with options like Weisenheimer, Vertex IPA, Syncopathic, and Dos Vidania. Distill doesn't disappoint. We drank some Dos Vidania a couple episodes ago.
Yeah.
That was a fun one. Distill doesn't disappoint. So we here at Drunken Lullabies encourage you to boycott Bland alongside us. Support flavor. Drink Distill. Now, have either of you guys made it out to the new brewery yet?
I'm not.
I've driven past it like 3 or 4 times, and every time I can't take my eyes off it, I haven't been in yet.
Gotta get on that, man.
I know, you're right.
And you gotta go visit White Oak, too, while you're there. Do the double dip.
On the west side, right?
Yep.
Is there a nice Drunken Lullabies word that we could say?
No, it's not. They just let anybody in.
Well, what if we drop your name? Does that give us a discount over there?
I don't think so.
Ugh.
It depends on who you talk to. You got to talk to the upstairs people. They're the ones who know me. The people in the rest.
The stairs?
No. Yeah. That gym.
I'd like to speak to the upstairs people.
That'd be a good Drunk at the Movies episode. All right. Well, that's our main sponsor, but we also have an additional sponsor for our drinking game here on the show. You guys have a drinking game, the Drunkomaniacs at home, that anytime one of the following happens, you have to take a drink. Anytime there's a swear word, anytime there's an audible expulsion of gas, anytime there's a pop culture reference or an impression is made, you have to take a drink. And anytime the word of the day is said, that will require you to take a drink as well.
What's the word of the day?
This week, I think we're going to go back to, we're just going to make it Tyler.
Ooh. Oh, wow, fancy. How often does one of the guests get their name as the word of the day?
He may not even be the reason that's the word of the day, but I had a feeling that word could be said frequently, so why not go with it?
Oh, shoot. See, I was going to do my best to make sure nobody had any drinks. Oh. No expulsions of gas. No impression.
We've all corked our assholes.
Yeah. Well, that's your guys' drinking game. It's now time for our drinking game, brought to you by Iron Spike Brewing Company in Galesburg, Illinois. It is time for Spin the Bottle.
Spin the Bottle.
Max is fired up, so come on, drink it all night long. Slam it, girl. 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 Where's the marching band at? Pound that beer. Pound that beer. Don't drunk dial, no. Pound that beer. Pound that beer. Pound that beer. Don't drunk dial, no. Pound that beer. Bubble up
back to the bar. All right,
part of a triangle.
We're standing. There's only three of us, so we're standing in a little circle here.
Oh, we're recording this
guy in numbers.
Oh, it's Jason.
All right, good.
I don't have to chug.
Good, I like that.
All right, good.
I don't think I've ever had to chug on your show.
I don't think you have either, so this is going to be fun.
I chugged a double IPA, I think, last
Well, time Jason is going to chug the Flatback IPA from Iron Spike. This is their IPA, hence the name. It's a 6.5.
Good.
So that'll...
I'm not going anywhere.
That'll help you out a little bit. I took it out of the fridge a little bit ago to acclimate it to,
Good.
Yeah, get it a little warm. Are you going to pour it or are you going to drink
it right out of the can?
And all right.
I'm glad it's a little warmer because I've got some untaken care of cavities
It's not really that warm, but,
Okay, ready?
Go for it. Jason's chugging... It's an interesting technique, going straight with the can, but I think it's making it work. Oh, look at that. Look at that.
We're a little left.
Oh.
Oh.
Guess he's going to chug another
there
one.
There we go. Yep, that's the rule.
You got to chug another one?
You got to do it twice now.
Oh, my God.
Just kidding. We want to be able to function on our by the end of this episode.
Well, that's,
so.
That's why there's three of us instead of just two.
Hey, Iron Spike, not bad.
Hey. I mean, I'm not going to make you chug a bomber of Dead Man's Double.
Oh, Christ. What was that, like 9%?
Yeah. And available, Broadway Liquors. Yeah. I saw that yesterday. So.
Because Blake Clayton demanded it, right?
Probably. All right, well, our first beer is one that I brought back from Texas when I was there last month.
Yeah.
And this one is from Twisted X Brewing Company out of Dripping Springs.
Dripping Springs.
Texas. This is a full-flavored IPA with a pronounced hoppy finish. Flavor profile, hoppy smooth, malty, light, sweet. The name of the beer, which was half the reason I picked it up, Chupa Hopra.
Pretty good name.
That's a fun name.
Just when you think they're out of names.
They pull you back in. This is a 6.3, so pretty close to what you just chugged.
I'm drinking out of the Joker glass.
Yeah, I was getting ready to ask you. See, that's what happens when you have returning guests. You already know the drill.
Whoops.
It's time to play what you drinking out of. And, Jason, what'd you say you have?
The Joker.
Okay, and what else do you have here?
Midnight Toker. Or, no. I mean, Speedy Gonzales.
I don't think he... Well, he might toke.
Oh, yeah, you know he's on that sweet ganja.
They're always sleeping, right? You know.
He's always exhausted.
Hey, Speedy.
I have to wake up.
I mean, you think he'd be... He's the fast one, though, so he's probably more of a crank.
Well, I was going to say, his shit's probably
user.
Laced.
Yeah. The other mice in the Looney Tunes, total potheads.
That's right.
All right, Tyler, what do you have?
I have currently Beer Zombies. As you can tell by my appearance, I had a long night last night.
Oh, so you're gonna hate me tomorrow.
I'm gonna say Beer Zombies. Beer Zombies is indicative, and then also the Cardinals glass that I got you.
Yeah, I was gonna say you picked the glass that you got me for my birthday. Nice choice. I'm drinking out of my old school Empire Strikes Back. Collector Series Cup from Burger King.
Bitchin'.
With Darth Vader and Boba Fett. Boba Fett. And IG-88 up in the back corner there.
That is a separate Snow Troopers. Hunter, is that right?
Yes, he's the robot one. And it looks like there's a TIE fighter too.
What year is that?
81? 80, okay.
That glass came out in 80?
This glass is older than me.
Damn, nice.
And you. Yep. And definitely Tyler.
Barely.
And then my other glass... which will come into play later, so if you can figure this out, it's a sneak preview. It was my Father's Day present. It says, "That's what I do. I drink and I know things," which is a pop culture reference, so that's a drink. All right, so this is the Chupa Hopra. I'm allowed to bring the beer back, but I brought about 16 cans of Texas beer back in my suitcase when we flew home last weekend.
This one tastes like a goat.
The greatest of all time, Muhammad Ali.
Isn't that what chupa means, right?
Yeah, it kills goats or something like that.
I think it means goat sucker, chupacabra. So
yeah, probably.
So that was the joke.
Gotcha.
Wasn't very good.
I stepped on it. Sorry about that. Right.
Jokes are always better if you have to explain them.
That's right. Yeah.
Dripping Springs, Texas.
So Tyler, what have you been up to lately?
Oh boy, I've been working.
Like
hard.
I said, it's been a while since you've been on. So
sure.
A lot can happen in 5 months.
Sure.
The dissolving of a blossoming relationship.
That's where I started.
Really hammering at home.
I think the one thing I really focused on was really just destroying anything.
Trying to forget?
Yeah, destroying anything good. I'm really...
Well, it's a well-known fact to longtime Drunken Maniacs that you hate your body, and
that's true.
You do and yourself so no favors.
So the body thing's pretty much taken care of. I don't really have to worry about that getting better anytime.
What about the mind and the soul? But
the mind and the soul is where I had to focus.
That's been the second year project.
It's 2017. It's time for me to focus inwards.
On destroying yourself inwards? Okay.
Correct.
You'll find a way.
So, professionally speaking, what you up to these days?
Professionally?
Because you're not at the record store anymore, much like I am not.
Nope. They gave me a key to a forklift despite not giving me a lie detector test about whether or not I've had forklift experience. So I do that all day and drive a box truck. But actually now the box truck won't start, so I drive my own truck.
Oh.
But...
What are you delivering?
Flooring.
Okay.
Flooring. Dustin and I were talking about the carpet on the stairs being gone.
Yep.
And I offered...
On purpose. Somebody did not come in and steal it.
I like the woodwork.
I like the wood as well.
It looks good.
It's easier to clean up when Maximo pisses all over it, much like he did this morning.
Is that why it's missing now?
No, but it doesn't hurt.
There's more piss than carpet at some point?
Well, that carpet was there before I bought the house.
Okay.
So God knows what was in those fabrics there. I never took a black light to it.
Yeah, nor should you.
Exactly.
That's how I make money. And
blacklighting things
with the band.
Okay.
Blacklighting carpet specifically.
Going into hotels with 2020 and show.
Yeah, I was gonna say I've seen it on Dateline.
It's a real slim pickings kind of gig. You gotta know.
But you get paid to play music, so that is professionally what you do too. Right?
Sure.
You're a professional musician.
The thing is, not so much recently.
All right.
The one person who's listening to this podcast because Flannel Mouth Tyler's on.
Yeah.
I guess law of averages, maybe that's like a third of a person that's listening to it right now.
Yeah, like a left leg.
Because it decreases every time. It's law of averages. Flannel Mouth's not doing a whole lot of work, but we are working on stuff in the meantime. It's going to sound a lot different without a guitar player / violin player.
Hey, the White Stripes make it work.
Yeah. That's true. So we're pretty
and
much
you're a much better drummer than Meg. So
we're pretty much a White Stripes cover band now, so...
Oh, that's going to be interesting.
So come see the sad Flannel Mouth play sad versions of White Stripes songs. We call ourselves the Sad Stripes.
Aww. I'll come and watch.
All right. Well,
be sad together.
We have a band of the week this week. They're not a White Stripes cover band.
Ooh,
sorry.
Who even cares, man?
Yeah. out of... It's pronounced Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania,
of course it is.
Right?
Absolutely, it is.
Barre.
Yes.
All right. I've never been.
Body.
I've never. Yeah.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
This is saying they're from Scranton, which I should just go on with that because that's much easier to pronounce. It's also the home of
the office.
Yeah. So these guys probably know
for sure.
Michael Scott, but Death Valley Dreams. They're an indie new wave alternative band.
I love new wave.
From the Scranton, Pennsylvania area, and an area that was actually voted the least happy place to live in the continental United States. That's in their band bio.
I hear people like love The Office so much they make pilgrimages to Scranton and are 100% disappointed every time they go.
Yeah. And it says, a place where writing music and being creative are the only real ways to stay sane. Death Valley Dreams combines haunting guitar textures, strong melodies, dark and thought-provoking lyrics, pulsing grooves, and almost nostalgic-sounding synth atmospheres. Their self-titled and self-produced EP was released in January of 2016, and was making waves with both music critics and industry tastemakers. Am I an industry tastemaker?
I would say, yeah.
I mean, I'm absolutely tasting beer.
Yeah.
And
you make a podcast.
You're exactly imposing your music on all your poor listeners.
Yes. As one fan described, it's as if the Cars got David Bowie to sing and played something that could have been on the Lost Boys soundtrack.
Oh my God, jack me off.
All right.
That's awesome.
Well, I'm not going to do that during the song.
Oh, both hands.
But what's funny is the song title would be my advice if somebody was to hear that statement from you.
Oh, he's reading.
It's called You Better Run. And it's off of their album Lust in the Modern World. So here we go. This is Death Valley Dreams with You Better Run on Drunken Lullabies. In the headphones. All right, it's time for another beer. We featured this brewery a couple weeks ago. I brought two of their beers back. I really liked their can art. Their graphic artist does a really good job. This is Oasis Texas Brewing out of Austin, Texas. This is, excuse me, the Meta Modern Session IPA. It's only 4.5%. Citra and Mosaic cosmically coalesce.
Ooh.
That's alliteration. I like it. In this juicy, transcendent beer, thanks to a special technique called hop bursting.
Do we have to do yoga while drinking this?
You can if you want. I'm not going to.
Downward dog me?
deliberately
more alliteration.
Small beyond modern. So it's
the can is pretty bitchin'.
Yeah, it's blue and purple.
Oh yeah,
the colors pop really well with some yellow highlights, but it's kind of got like a 1960s concert poster look to it.
Yeah. I'd say this front looks like a Tool album or something.
Yeah, you know? Very much so. The third eye is on the water tower there.
I'm thinking maybe the purple just took me right back to the Jimi Hendrix experience.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
So yeah, we had one of their other beers. We just picked up a couple IPAs while we were down there, and we didn't make it to Austin this trip, but we will be going back the next time to visit. So we're gonna make sure that we check out Oasis when we're in town there. And we got a couple friends that soon will be living in Austin, so I'm gonna make sure to tell them to check out. Well, he's probably listening. So
yeah.
Chad, Marnie, check out Oasis
Brewing
when you're in Austin.
Head down we're already Sixth Street. Go see Governor Rick Perry. Right, get some food truck action.
Oh yeah,
Rick Perry.
Isn't that his name? Rick Perry is the governor?
Yeah,
Perry?
Governor.
Steve Perry.
Steve Perry, that's what I
mean. We should have been gone in Austin, Texas, drinking beer. So you going for South By?
Are you gonna be there for we discussed this on a past episode.
I didn't.
I know it hasn't come out yet.
But we love that episode.
Austin residents get cheaper tickets to South by Southwest. Oh. So if I ever want to go down, I just have to have my buddy buy them.
You just have to move to Austin, Texas,
and he can get the tickets.
You better stay at this place because hotel rooms are through the roof.
We do Airbnb a lot.
Airbnbs are very great.
We're going to be going to Nashville soon. We stayed at an Airbnb in Texas, in San Antone, and we're going to be going to Nashville for a weekend in August this month. I'm going to be doing some shows down there, having some fun, doing the Rockin' Pod Expo in Nashville. So
I've heard that commercial on your show a lot.
I hope so. Like I'm playing cool it once a week.
There's a lot of cool stuff that sounds like it's going to happen.
25 music podcasts all in one building. About 10 of us are going to be doing live shows, including me.
And there's a current or former member of Winger that's going to be there?
There's going to be a bunch of people there. Producers, musicians. There's people that haven't even been announced yet that are going to be there doing some Q&A sessions and sitting in on other episodes. I'm having three hosts of other podcasts that are going to be there sit and get drunk with me.
Sure.
While we listen to some Nashville music. And, should be a good time. I'm going to get everybody nice and loose right at the beginning of the day.
Well, you said this was a 4.5, right?
Yes, this is a session IPA, so that... What that means is it's supposed to have all the flavor of an IPA, but lower ABV.
I was going
to
say
so that way you can drink it all day. Now, some people are against this because they're like, why should I pay more to get less drunk?
Mm-hmm.
Which I understand. I get it. Tyler, I'm sure that's your MO.
Yeah, absolutely.
I want to drink as little as possible and get as fucked up as I can.
Straight up.
Yeah. Now tell me.
I spent Independence Day in Louisville, Kentucky, doing the Bourbon Trail.
Nice. So. How'd that work out for you?
I don't remember.
You're still hungover?
I guess good. You're alive.
I think I'm here physically.
I'm sure our friend Mute Jacob, Problem Child Jake, would have enjoyed that quite a bit. Have you talked to that guy lately?
You know what I did?
I just see beer selfies. That's really all I see or hear from Jake these days.
Well, I guess he hangs out at Augie's house a lot, who lives right down the street from him. We say, hey, come be on Couch Pilots or IBWIP, and I guess he's always just...
He does work a lot.
I was going to say, he works all the time. So I sent him a message the other day. I said, hey, Jake, we miss you. What's going on, buddy? He's like, all good here, just hanging out with my cats, getting drunk. I hope you're eating plenty of pussy. I was like, all right, man, let's get together soon.
He is a cat daddy. He loves those cats.
Yeah, he's awesome. Big shout out to Problem Child Jake. This is super drinkable. It's not. It doesn't have too much of a bite, but it's got. It does have all the like the aromatics of an IPA. But
and so that's why, if I know I'm doing a lot of drinking, in a day, I'll pick up a six pack of like a Founders All Day IPA, or if this was available here, and do like an every other. Like, I'll drink a 7%, but then take it down to 4.5 for the next one, then go back.
Yeah.
And just balance it out, because if you're drinking 7.5% to 9% double IPAs for hours on end, It's not going to end well.
You sound like a marathon runner.
I know, but it's a marathon, not a sprint.
He's a marathon drinker.
Mark Dark told us that at the Peoria International Beer Festival. That's his slogan.
Yeah, what was that beer you drank? Was it like 30%?
Oh yeah, the Eisenbach. It was a I don't even know what it was.
He said it was the best beer you've ever drank.
It made me partially blind for a few seconds, I think. But yeah, it was the highest octane beer I have ever ingested.
You went on a vision quest afterwards?
Yeah, like my friend turned into a raven and like picked me up and carried me over the Expo Gardens, and I ended up in a cornfield without my shoes.
Sure, absolutely, yeah.
With a jar of honey and a copy of Catcher in the Rye. And I had no idea what happened.
It's pretty specific.
So I'm guessing that was a good beer.
Well, he had the clues tattooed on his body.
Pop culture reference.
Yes. Don't trust Joey Pants. What was his name in the movie?
Joey Pantalone.
I don't remember. There's people listening right now screaming the answer in their car.
Yeah.
And you're a nerd if you're screaming
Lenny.
The answer.
Oh, no, that's it is. No, that's his name. Oh. God damn it.
I was going to say, yeah, that doesn't sound right.
This whole episode's ruined.
We got to start over. I can't think of Joey Pants' character name.
No, right, guys. No memento references.
I brought some backup Occulto, so we're good.
All right. Well, we're going to listen to another song from our band of the week, Death Valley Dreams, out of the most miserable place in America, but they're making good music, so I guess that's all that matters. This is the first song of theirs I ever heard, and it was all I needed to hear. I immediately clicked on their name, and I was like, I need to hear this record, and I was not let down. That's why we're playing three songs off of the one record on this week's show. So this is Words Like Fire, and they do have a music video for this. You can look for it on our Facebook page, Drunken Lullabies Podcast. And yeah, hope you guys enjoyed as much as I did. Here it is. This is Words Like Fire on Drunken Lullabies.
Words like fire underneath your breath. In the child inside a nervous wreck. With innocent security, we were always so alone. Hello, hello, goodbye, hello, hello. Underneath your breath.
like fire underneath your breath.
I guess I can use my second glass.
If you have someone text you and you don't have their number programmed in your phone and you accidentally hit report as junk, will you ever see their text message again?
That's a good question. I don't know.
I didn't hear the question. I'm sorry.
I'll say exactly the same thing. If you have someone text you and you don't have their number programmed into your phone and you accidentally report it as junk, will you ever see a text message from that person again?
Oh, I don't know.
Hey, Drunkomaniacs, if you know the answer to that question, don't you send us an email at drunkenlullabiespodcast@yahoo.com?
Ew.
The bottle cap kid may have just ruined a relationship. Yeah. We don't know. So be very speedy with your reply. Post haste. Because he, yeah.
Hashtag abstinence.
Oh, that's fun.
No.
Okay. Get some of this in your glass.
All right.
This is a new one. Yeah, you're a glass hole. This is a new one from Half Acre. It is a collaboration with Shorts Brewing. I picked this up at Broadway Liquors in Pekin yesterday. This is the Freedom of 78.
Is that a Beatles album on the front?
No, it's, I think it's everybody from Half Acre and Shorts. Chilling on.
I see
some
pants.
Some
there's a dress. They're not all wearing shorts.
I don't think they literally all have to wear shorts, Tyler. I think you're misunderstanding.
So everybody from Half Acre in shorts.
Come on, Tyler, drink.
In, not and. I said mauve, not turquoise.
I don't get it.
No?
What's that?
Teen Wolf.
Oh, it's been a while.
God damn it. I figured you knew that one.
Oh, this poor guy. He's not really into that picture. Pac-Man shirt.
He's a minor. He shouldn't be in there anyway. So yeah, this is...
Lawsuit.
It's an 8% IPA. It's brewed in collaboration with Shorts, featuring Jonathan Cutler of Peace. I believe Peace is Rick Nielsen of Cheap Trick. Also father of former Drunken Lullabies guest. Miles Nielsen. That's his pizza place up in Chicago.
Really?
This beer was made in honor of the band Ween.
Oh yeah, that's the name of their album, right?
Because we loaded up a Citra Hop Forward IPA with some wheat and 1,000 pounds of guava fruit from Ecuador. They have an album
Pure
called
guava.
Pure Guava.
Yeah.
So it just says you should check out Ween. So there you go. Dean Ween approves of this beer. Freedom of 78.
Didn't they also have an album or something called Freedom of Something?
I know they have that one, the chocolate one that has the boob.
Chocolate
and
cheese?
Chocolate and cheese.
Yep.
We used to carry that regularly at co-op. And also the Country Classics album. That one was a good seller. Mollusk, I believe, is another one.
Oh, yeah. Did you ever hear the song from South Park called Homo Rainbow by them?
Uh-uh.
That is awesome. Ween is awesome.
Hey, Kevin, from the Let's Try This podcast, there's another song about rainbows.
Yeah.
Add that one to your list. That's a callback for you.
You don't think Dustin listens to your program? Think again.
Put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Try that.
I actually, I tweeted them, because they were talking about Dunkirk, the
movie.
Oh,
yeah.
And how Kevin said it's not as good as it's... supposed to be.
Yeah.
And the greatest movie of all time, naturally, was Mr. Megorium's Wonder Emporium.
That's right.
To which Steph said she had never seen. And I immediately tweeted them, "So shall it be. Let's try this on Drunk at the Movies, Kevin and Steph, watching Mr. Megorium's Wonder Emporium." It's already on the shelf there.
Make it happen.
They just made me cross that off the list.
Make
now
it
I know
happen.
Who's going to do it. So look for that one in the future.
Is that Natalie Portman? Is that right?
Natalie Portman and Dustin Hoffman with a lisp. And
that's the way I want my Hoffman.
Very, very strange character, but you know, Natalie Portman's cute as always.
What's the one with Heath Ledger when he died?
The Dark Knight.
No.
That was the Imaginarium of Dr. Parnassus.
Oh yeah.
Those two I get mixed up.
Terry Gilliam movie.
Oh, the Monty Python guy made that?
Yeah,
I know.
He makes all those weird movies. He did. He tried making a Don Quixote, Man of La Mancha movie.
Okay.
That I think Johnny Depp was going to be in, and
sounds right.
They
what?
Ran out of
no.
they ran out of Mooney. They ran out of Mooney when they were making it, and production just got halted, and it never got finished. There's
really?
A documentary about the making and abandonment of that
really?
Project. Yeah, I can't remember what it's called. It's a pretty good watch. So if you like documentaries about failed movies.
I don't.
Here's TV shows. Here's the one that fits that niche.
Yeah. Maybe you guys can watch that on Couch Pilots.
Maybe.
You know.
Yeah.
We actually, you haven't heard it yet because it hasn't come out, but I gave you an idea of another episode.
Let's hear it.
There was a made-for-TV movie for Generation X. I know you guys recently did Pride of the X-Men.
I had
the animated. Generation X was like their teen group.
Yep,
and they did a made-for-TV movie. The reason it got brought up is because Matt Frewer's name was mentioned, and I pulled...
The Trash Man from The Stand?
He was also in Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, the voice of Max Headroom.
Right, yeah. The neighbor. Yes, I know who that guy is.
So I pulled that reference way deep.
We're fucking nerds.
And I was like, oh yeah, he was the bad guy in the failed Fox pilot Generation X.
I kid you not, I have that link. I mean, I know about that pilot.
Okay.
We will do it eventually. I had no idea Matt... Was in it.
Yeah, I'd be more than happy to sit in on that one.
Please.
I told them I have it on blank videotape somewhere
really?
In this house. I still have some old VHSs that I have not thrown away, even though I don't have a VCR.
There's a link out there to watch it, but I would much rather watch it on a VCR tape.
Yeah, because I'm pretty sure I have the commercials.
Oh, although, that's the best.
Although, I did used to pause during commercial breaks if I was watching live, because then it's almost like watching a movie.
You're absolutely
right. At the time, those commercials are annoying because you see them all the time. Sure. But now, it's kind of fun to watch commercials from 20 years ago.
Watch, yeah.
So, yeah.
A BK broiler used to be 69 cents?
I can't hear BK broiler and not think of Dane Cook. What happened to that guy, right?
Probably sitting on piles of money.
Everybody loved him for a while.
But then
the
he got
shocker
trashed.
Symbol yeah. or yeah, whatever.
He got trashed for being
a joke thief?
A hack after a while. Yeah,
oh, yeah that's it.
And then
well, because his stand up was literally what we were just doing. Hey, remember this? And then he would
right.
And hey, then, remember but speak and spell?
But then,
love your day, Cook.
I do remember.
I love that,
that
you now, said he had, that. He had a stand up special. Like there was the one at the. Where he was the 360 or whatever, I think it was Madison Square Garden, where he was in the middle of the stage.
Not many comics can draw that kind of an audience, so you got to give him props
that's
for that.
Super awesome. But he did one after that, where he'd just work out of a corner in a bar.
Yeah.
Just stand up, whatever, and it was awesome. I thought it was terrific.
Over the past 5-10 years, there's been a real push for comics to do interesting and unique stand-up filmed acts, and it's like out on Netflix.
Absolutely.
Like Harlan Williams, you know him? He's the guy who...
Half-Baked and Rocket Man, both future Drunk in the Movies episodes.
He did a stand-up comedy where he was like in the middle of the desert on a mountain. And it was by himself. There was no audience. And, like, a helicopter recorded it.
That's so weird.
And so, and like, Maria Bamford did one. It was just, like, in her living room.
Speaking of weird.
In front of her parents.
Yeah,
that's all
it
was. That was the only audience.
Yeah, there's a guy I saw at the Jukebox, which, by the way, Jukebox is allegedly going under.
No. So,
are you talking about the GoFundMe thing?
Yes, you can go. Take care of it. There's stuff in that. Just, I mean.
He's dealing with some issues. There was a GoFundMe.
Dan.
It was... It was supposed to kind of be a surprise for his birthday.
He probably hates it.
Probably, because they didn't want him to know about it.
Right.
Because friend of the show, former guest Alex Larson sent it to me, and he's like, hey, if you share this on social media, don't tag him or the Jukebox, because they're trying to keep it quiet. But, basically, like, he's got a lot of medical issues that he's not being able to deal with because he's putting all his money into the club. There's repairs that need to be made. Mm-hmm. He needs dental work, and I think he's been wearing the same pair of contacts for like 2 years. He's got a lot of issues and stuff. So they were trying to, it was like, they felt it was the only thing they could do to try to help him out because he's not able to help himself. And what was nice to see was looking at the list of donors, several comedians
Anthony
who have
Jeselnik
performed there
right away.
Anthony Jeselnik, Kevin Pollak,
Jimmy Pardo,
love the guy. He donated. Cool. There were several.
As big of a prick as like Anthony Jeselnik comes off as, that speaks to his character a lot. That
he's
do that.
He's
that's
the
really
nicest.
Cool.
He performed once there.
Yeah,
and he said
a long time ago.
Yeah. Actually, he scared the shit out of one of my friends. No, he's backwards. He was just outside
smoking. They scared Anthony.
Jeselnik walked up, saw him, and just like eyes got all bug-eyed, and he turned around and walked back into the club. But
I go out there with a semi-regularity to see comics, and then I will go on Wednesday nights to see the open mic night.
Yeah,
and Dan's always there, and he's always like, if there's a big crowd,
he'll
get up absolutely. So. Yeah, if you're hearing this, definitely support the cause.
Support the cause.
Brian really Posehn's coming back to town
this coming week.
And he's doing your show?
I tried. I contacted his management because, I mean, like, I've talked to him before. Yeah. He's got a podcast himself called Nerd Poker.
Right.
When
D&D, right?
Yeah. They sit around and instead of getting drunk watching movies, they play D&D and talk and hang out.
Sure.
And we had a conversation about it before it even came out, like when it was in its developmental stages.
It's on Earwolf,
we had a conversation.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he came out to co-op one day because I saw him on, you know, the Thursday night show. There's smaller crowds usually for those. And, like, you can kind of talk a little bit. And also, I'm like, hey, I know you're in town all weekend. If you're not doing anything tomorrow, I run a record store. We have vinyl. I know you're a big metal guy. We got a pretty good music selection. Why don't you come out? Here's my business card. You know, I'll hook you up.
Yep.
And sure enough, the next day, here comes Brian Posehn in. And it's like, oh, awesome.
That's
so hung out and talked to him. He bought some Anthrax vinyl and you know
that
some
guy
other
can't,
stuff.
Like, go around incognito.
No, he took some pictures with customers. What was funny is after I, you know, rang him up and he took off and there were people waiting in line behind him and I was like, if you guys aren't doing anything tonight, you need to go to the jukebox and watch him perform. And they're
for
like,
sure.
Was that Brian Posehn? And I'm like, you damn right it was. They're like, I'll be right back. They ran out to the parking lot. They're like, I loved you in, like, House of a Thousand Corpses or whatever, you know, and got a picture with him. And but what I was wanting to do, I thought it would be cool to get a comic involved when they're in town. And I may try with other comics that come to the area, but I'm really familiar with Posehn and a fan. I wanted to get him to sit down and watch Run, Ronnie, Run for Drunk at the Movies because
yeah,
he's
made,
in it.
That was made by the
and it's
Mr.
the Mr. Show,
show
and
yeah.
he knows all those guys. He was on the show. That I thought that would be cool to watch a movie that he's in.
Yeah.
So, and but unfortunately,
I think he hates it. Right? Doesn't everyone involved with Run, Ronnie, Run hate it because like the studio?
Yeah, I believe so. So it could have been a really fun episode.
I hear people talk like Scott Aukerman out there talk about it because he's one of the writers on it. And he'll say it's such a piece of shit. Like, they openly hate it because of what the studio made them do and how
I still think it's a funny movie. And we're going to feature it in the future. I had some people this week request it.
Really?
And they were like, you need to do Run, Ronnie, Run. I'm like, funny you mentioned that. That was actually, I was trying to make that happen. So,
so what you're saying is that anybody listening to this right now should go to Twitter, tweet Brian Posehn, his management, and make sure that he comes and does this for us because he's in town this week.
At DL_pod, that is the Drunken Lullabies Twitter. So
look up Brian Posehn's too.
And I'm pretty sure it's just at Brian Posehn.
I'm sure.
But I tweeted him and I sent email to management. They said he's kind of booked up and he would have to pass at this point in time. But they appreciated my interest. So he may also not be a big drinker. But if it was called like Stoned at the Movies, maybe we could do that.
He canceled his jukebox performance
So, what I was getting at was if you're going to support Dan at the jukebox, do it the way he doesn't like it by donating to the cause, or do it the way
just
that you would absolutely love and just go. Just be at the jukebox.
They've got beer, they've got popcorn and snacks.
I no joke, I go to the jukebox website probably once every 2 or 3 weeks.
I get the emails.
And I see who's coming down the pike, and I...
We need to get Jimmy Pardo back.
I'm there every 2 months or so. I go and check it out. But it's a great place. It's the only spot... It's the spot in Peoria for comedy.
Definitely.
So we got to support it.
And it's one of the best comedy clubs in Illinois. Hands down, a lot of comics love coming here just because of the way Dan runs it.
Yep.
So, because it's about the comedy. It's not about selling cheese sticks.
Right.
And stuff. So, all right. Well, speaking of cheese sticks.
get out your dick.
What? I don't know. How does that work?
Whoops. Cheese dick.
All right. Well, I just figure it's time for us to listen to an ad for another show on the FCF Network. What better show to promote? I mean, we've already mentioned half of the shows on the network anyway, but, I mean, the Bottle Cap Kids here, the Black Magnet, the Black Mandingo...
Her Black Majesty.
The baby maker, heartbreaker.
The cum guzzler.
No, I don't know about that.
Ooh,
but
that's a new one.
I'm talking about Couch Pilots.
Yeah!
Ah, yes, it's Couch Pilots. The show that dares to fly into the unknown territory of awful television pilots of the past. Join Captain Blake Clayton and me, the Bottle Cap Kid, as we soar through the skies while discussing television shows that had one and only one episode. We'll dig into behind-the-scenes facts that may or may not be interesting, break down why it didn't work,
unearth reviews from around the world, and provide our very own special brand of rating. So click a blue link, say hi to Tarmac John, and become one of our very own frequent flyers by subscribing in iTunes or your favorite podcast app of choice, and earn points towards an array of surprise prizes. Check out new episodes every Monday, and don't forget to rate us, leave us a review, and tell a friend. And as always, we're proudly part of the FCF Network family of shows at fcfnetwork.com. Well, these pilots are usually rough, but it's always a smooth flight here on Couch Pilots. Thanks, everyone. Hope to see you soon.
Do you love it loud? Then plan to attend the Nashville Rock and Pod Expo, one-day event celebrating all things rock and roll. Over 20 rock podcasts from all over North America recording on site. Panel discussions with producers that have worked with Ozzy, Slayer, Kiss, Y&T, Seven Dust, Dokken, and more. Celebrity signings and meet and greets with current and former members of Cinderella, Winger, Tora Tora, Collective Soul, Ty Kettle, The Monkees, with more to be announced. All that and record dealers slinging some sweet vinyl. The Nashville Rockin' Pod Expo takes place Saturday, August 26th at the Music Valley Event Center. More information available at NashvilleRockinPodExpo.com as well as on Facebook. The Nashville Rockin' Pod Expo. Feast your ears!
All right, we're back. That was Couch Pilots.
Yeah.
And I've supplied the first three beers. We used to do this frequently. We would have the guests bring beers. You may remember episode, I think it was episode one. Maybe it was episode two. Episode one was pumpkin.
Yeah.
Episode two was, I don't remember. I don't think any of us remember episode two. You can go back and listen to episode two and you'll know why.
You're dead. That was when you officially had stated a rule that said no
back to back episodes. But now we know better and I
do we?
Yeah, I think so. So, Jason, you brought another beer for us to try.
Yeah,
today.
You know, I always like to go.
It's
to the
not
back.
A Colto, but it
actually, I learned
sounds
my lesson.
Similar to it.
I see. I disagree. I always want to try to bring something new that I don't think you've had on the show. Something unique.
I don't think we've had this. This does not look familiar to me. It's in a foreign language, and we don't drink foreign beers on here very much.
Well, there you go. You're welcome. Then that's my
brewed
beer.
And bottled by. Cerveceria,
yep.
That's
Modelo
that's,
Nava, Mexico.
Beer.
Yeah.
This is the Modelo Cerveza Especial.
Especial.
So that means it's
that
special
means, yeah,
beer.
That means it's special.
It's
so.
It is imported.
Yeah. So it's a foreign.
So we're gonna see what this is all about. I don't think I've ever.
Is there any way to move this?
Oh, it smells what I would call skunky.
Is there any way to move this episode to the front porch?
No.
Did anybody bring any white tank tops?
No,
for us to just sit?
But I do have some tank tops. let's see. How many ounces are in this thing? It's 1.8 ounce, 24 fluid ounces here.
Oh, and it, you know, it's special. It says
a
right
clear
in the title.
Bottled,
and it says
fermented.
Ooh, how's the aroma?
It says special right in the title, and honestly, it was only about 85 cents for this whole thing. Believe it or not.
Wow,
that sounds about right.
You're ripping. That company off.
I'm glad you spared no expense for your contribution.
I would have paid anything for it, but I saw it was imported.
Just drink it out of the bottle.
Yeah.
Go for it. That seems about right. I think I'll get
does
a photo.
Does anybody have a cigarette I can hang out the side of my mouth while I drink it, please?
It
smells like fucking shit. There's your profile.
There you go. Yeah, I'll have to take it from the other angle. The sunlight's pretty bad there.
Here, though.
You had the label showing too.
Get my hat on.
Don't be afraid of what you drink.
Yeah, this is great for the listeners. All right, so yeah, this is Modelo. So you're continuing with your history of bringing subpar beverages
what?
To the episode.
No, that's easy. A 6.5.
On a scale of 100?
About 100, yep. or is that just the ABV I'm reading?
It says on the side it's non-toxic, guys. I don't know what you want from me.
I guess I could look this up on Untappd. I feel like I'm kind of wasting my time here. But
that's how you get banned from Untappd.
Right, yeah.
Oh, shoot. Imported by Crown Imports in Chicago.
This will be a new check-in for me. Like I said, I've never had it before.
Well, you're welcome.
4.5%.
Sure.
It's a Pilsner type beer.
It's not even classified as a pure
Pilsner-ish.
Pilsner.
It was introduced.
It's pee-pee water. Is what it
introduced
is.
To the market in 1966. Today, it is sold in glass bottles as well as cans. Mm-hmm. I mean, what else could it be sold in?
Yeah.
Wow.
Dixie cups.
They've covered all their bases.
Axe horns,
which are have. Today, it is sold in glass bottles as well as cans.
Oh, what?
Which are having an increasing demand due to consumer preferences.
Wow.
This is in their beer description. They're saying people like cans.
So we started.
We're not talking
cans.
About the beer.
You can also drink it straight from the bum's mouth.
It's a pale lager.
Can drink from a bum's mouth.
Flavor profile: light, smooth, clean, sweet, warm.
Mm-hmm. Whoa,
warm is not a
like piss.
Yeah,
yeah, warm like pee-pee water.
And currently, within a 25-mile radius of Drunken Lullaby Studios, you can find this fine beverage at such favorite places of mine as the Rail House in Pekin, the Fieldhouse Bar and Grill, Donnelly's Irish Pub,
Casey's
Peoria Pizza Works, and Poor Brothers Craft Tap Room.
Oh my gosh!
Poor Brothers has it.
Poor Brothers apparently has it.
Hidden in a locker at the local high school.
You guys want to go to the Poor Brothers real quick and check it out?
get some more Modelo.
They're closed on Sundays.
They are too.
Yeah.
Tyler, you should have known that.
They're at home listening to Drunken Lullabies.
Oh, see, I thought she was working on Sunday.
Oh shit. He's putting things together, Jason. It's happening on air.
Look, dude, I don't want any warts, all right?
That's a callback.
Better clench your butt.
speaking of clenched butts,
here's another song.
Yeah, here's another song. This one will pucker your butthole. It's from our band of the week, Death Valley Dreams. This one... it's called The Darker Years, which is what Tyler's going through right now. So
we're going in.
all right, well, here it is. Here on Drunken Lullabies.
Complicated situation, it changed your mind.
Do you say gong?
I'm a gong.
See, I'd say oh my gang.
Oh my gang.
Oh my gang.
Oh my gang.
Oh my gang. Oh Sandy. Oh, oh my gang.
We're wasting this. All right, we'll bring it back.
Oh, we're recording this right now, right?
What, are we back already?
We've been back for about a half hour.
All right, well, our next beer, it's the Game of Thrones. It's the Bend the Knee. It's a golden ale brewed with honey. And it's from Oh My Gang.
Oh My God.
Oh My God. Oh, Sandy. I hit the ceiling.
I put a dent.
I guess it's a celebration.
I just Lionel Richie'd the ceiling here with that beer.
No, he's hello'd?
He's dancing on the ceiling.
Okay, I thought he hello'd the ceiling.
Oh, what a feeling.
No, he just had a very disappointing daughter.
Well played. Well played. Yeah, oh, boy. She's married to Good Charlotte, right?
So am I.
What?
Nicole Richie's married to someone from Good Charlotte?
I believe
so. Of the Madden
I thought that
brothers.
Was Cameron Diaz.
I think it was the other one. I think it was John Madden.
Yeah. Boom!
Pow! Tough acted to that then.
So this is Bend the Knee Golden Ale brewed with honey. All the noble houses struggle to ascend to the Iron Throne.
I should mention,
this is a Game of Thrones beer. That's why I'm drinking out of my... That's what I do. I drink and I know things. And to claim sovereignty over the Seven Kingdoms, which house will conquer? Which house will falter? Which house will bend the knee? Fates may know, but only time can tell.
House Wyckoff.
There is a House of Dustin.
Eh, I'm not into it.
I'm just saying, there's no House of Wyckoff. Yeah, him too. To the victors, we dedicate Bend the Knee, our bold and elegant golden ale brewed with honey, pills, malt, noble hops. It mixes rich maltiness, a hint of citrus, notable fruitiness from Omegang yeast, and a warm, dry finish. This ale offers the unique flavors and aromas all Omegang ales are known for, with the deep insight into Belgian brewing and infused with the Omegang's that should have been the word of the day. Creative upstate New York spirit, which each ale offers perfect balance and pure drinking pleasure. Brought to you by HBO. HBO logo is on the back of the label.
Which means
here.
One of us is going to get naked for sure.
Ooh.
Oh, not it.
Get some tits out.
Not it.
Fuck it, I'll do it.
You got to spin the bottle. I get to do
this.
Right,
and this is Sunday that we're recording this. It's Drunken Lullabies Day, but it's also currently Game of Thrones night.
Game night.
So after we record the episodes here tonight, yes, I said plural. Sneak preview.
Whoa. Big mistake.
We'll probably be watching episode 3.
Naked.
Of the news. No. It's going to be really awkward for Brianna.
She's cool.
I'll sit cross-legged.
I mean, she's seen me naked, but
I look way better, though.
Well, I know we're supposedly twins, but...
She won't even know the difference!
What do I do? Like bulb part? All right. Get some of that.
That's also a pop culture reference.
That is. That's Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
Carl?
That was Carl. It's from the Christmas album. They do... Rudolph.
Frosty the Red-Nosed Snowman.
Frosty the Red-Nosed Snowman. Meatwad sings it.
You're quoting their Christmas album?
Yeah. It's July. Christmas in July. And Carl just gets mad. He's like, what do I do with the like light bulb part? He's also got a song, I'll Be Home for Christmas, yanking it to porn. Oh, that was a vigorous pour there.
Oh, yeah.
Super head on that. Usually when I hear honey in beer, I think about mead. Is this not considered a mead then?
No, this isn't a mead, but you are correct.
You're so wrong.
Yeah, like...
Explain why he's wrong, Dustin.
Because it doesn't say it's a mead. It says a golden ale, but...
There it is.
Have you drank many meads?
Not many, but oddly enough, you're featuring Texas beers.
Correct.
One of Blake Clayton's relatives is out of Texas, and he brought some mead, and it's not bad. I've had mead. It's just fermented honey, right?
There's other stuff in it, too, I believe.
Yeah.
Ooh, fun fact.
Good.
Yeah, there's love.
Love?
Kindness.
I mean, is that cum? Is that what that is?
No.
Fermented honey and cum?
No, there's a local meadery, actually.
I did some mead in my
bathtub. Ferment that, it's going to be delicious.
Yeah, I made some mead in my bathtub earlier. I don't know if that counts.
I think it's technically a barley wine.
I don't even know what's going on.
You've lost control.
This is definitely a throwback to episodes 1 and 2.
It is.
This is only the first episode.
It smells like a balloon.
We're fucking retarded.
Tastes like a Band-Aid. Was Wasn't that your descriptor?
Smells like a Band-Aid?
Yeah, that's
it. Or a balloon or something?
You can hear the other episode's name is It Smells Like a Balloon.
Smells Like a Balloon, and then he said something tasted like a Band-Aid.
Yeah.
On the next episode.
Because you were literally eating a Band-Aid.
Yeah.
That was my fault.
We had a bowl of popcorn. You remember we're not allowed to have those anymore.
We had to learn things. I learned that I don't need a co-host, I guess.
Jeez.
Oh, he's here. He's just bound and gagged.
No. By the time this comes out, he may be the father of a new...
Foster, right?
He's Australian for child.
Australian for Shemansky.
Australian for kid. That's great.
Smashley is very much with child at the moment. She's already, sent home. She's not working now.
Her stomach looks like a balloon.
Laid off.
Let alone smells like it.
You'd have to ask Blake.
That's the latex that they didn't wear.
So, Biermansky's at home preparing for the second edition to... the Shemansky family. So, best of luck to them. I don't need any of that in my life.
I'm in my...
best of luck, bye.
I'm in my mid-30s, so I talk to my friends. I say, hey, you're all my same age. You have kids? I say, how many kids are you going to have? It's like, well, we want... They all answer the same thing. They say, I want a boy, and I want a girl, and we'll probably stop. So if we have a boy and a boy, we'll probably go number three and try for a girl, and then we'll stop. Blake's got two boys now. He's got Hudson and it'll be Foster. Do you think he's going to try for a girl?
He's going to get drunk on Bourbon County sometime. And
the recall stuff?
I don't know their birth control status. I don't know if she's... Okay. No. I don't know if she's on the pill or if it's up to him. What I'm saying is, if it's up to him, you're damn right, she's getting pregnant again.
Ashley hired
me to
pull him out.
He made the joke last time. Like, they went away and he's like... I got her pregnant, and sure enough,
Tracy Morgan.
Yeah, he did that. He laid on top of the table and puffed his stomach up, pulled his shirt up. Like,
I took Ashley behind the middle school, got her pregnant.
Somebody get pregnant tonight. Look that up. It's on YouTube.
Look
Tracy
it up,
Morgan on in Chicago News. We watched that at co-op. I know we did.
Oh yeah.
Tracy Morgan was great before that car accident.
Oh.
He's okay.
Yeah.
I've been rewatching the 30 Rock lately. Those first couple seasons.
Yeah, so funny.
Pretty good. Pretty damn good.
Werewolf bar mitzvah. Spooky, scary.
Werewolf.
Yeah.
Men becoming boys. Or boys becoming men.
Men becoming wolves. Love it. Oh, man. That show and, Kenneth the Page, Jack McBrayer.
Yeah.
He was great on that.
I think you look back at most great shows, and you watch that first season, and you're like, okay, I kind of get it. It's coming along.
It had to find its...
But 30 Rock, words. To me, was great from the beginning.
Right away.
Yeah.
It was mostly Saturday Night Live.
Alums.
Yeah. So it was people who'd been working together.
Yeah.
People
like knew how comedy... Rachel Dratch kind of was floating in.
She was originally supposed to play
Jenna's part,
yeah. Which I do not see. Rachel Dratch.
She's not what I would call a classic beauty.
Debbie Downer.
Yeah.
Jane Krakowski, I always, there's something about her that's she's not really attractive,
right.
But she's in the ballpark.
She's good for that role because she's plastic looking Hollywood attractive, but to me, she doesn't give me a red hot boner.
But she was funny.
Yeah, oh, she was good at that show. Yeah. I like her in that show.
And then she, most recently, I saw her on
Unbreakable?
No. Yeah, Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. I thought you were talking about the M. Night Shyamalan movie.
Yeah, she was Sam Jackson's sidekick.
They call me Mrs. Glass.
Did you watch Split?
Yes, and how psyched are you?
We're not talking about it. They're going to spoil it for someone.
Someone ruined that for me a couple months ago.
Okay, here's the thing. Split has been out for how many months now? Alert, if you haven't seen Split yet, we're about to talk about it for 2 minutes here.
Actually, no, you know what? I was still with Brandy when I saw it, so...
It's been a
while. Talk about it.
Okay. So, anyway...
Crying in your glass.
Unbreakable is probably my favorite M. Night movie.
And I'm not joking when I say it's one of my favorite movies.
It's my favorite superhero movie.
Brianna still has not seen it yet.
It's great.
Which, we watched Split, and I had heard good things about it. I had kind of bailed on M. Night movies... For a little while.
I don't blame you.
Yeah.
Avatar. Airbender.
Didn't happen.
Lady in the Water.
That was the last one I saw.
I liked Lady in the Water, actually.
I was actually super psyched for the Happening.
I saw Devil.
Because I was like...
The Crappening was horrible.
No,
well, I was
God.
Excited for Happening because I was like, you know, I understand the tone of M. Night Shyamalan movies, and now we've given him an R rating. What is he going to do with that?
Right.
And it turns out he's going to poop in his hand and put it into your face.
Yeah,
eat this.
But I was excited for it.
Yeah, it was... I thought that whole thing, like, what?
Yeah.
No.
So one of my coworkers at the Fox, the dishwasher, Daniel, he also works at a movie theater. And so I will occasionally ask him, like, hey, what's out? What should I watch?
Yeah.
And Kayla, the head of the kitchen, she also recommended Split. They both said it was really, really good. And I was like...
James McAvoy, right?
He is good.
Crushed.
Kills it. I mean,
good.
He plays,
oh,
like,
God.
12 different... people in one movie.
He's good.
He had to have like looked at that, and for the right kind of actor, that is a role you like dream of, because you can do so much with it. Some people are content playing the same kind of character every movie they do.
And he could.
Jack Black. But
Kazunte.
James McAvoy, he's like, I can do 12 different personalities
and
just slay it.
Yeah.
And he did. And what's funny is we watched it, and then at the end, fucking Bruce Willis is there, and I'm like,
this goddamn.
And here's the thing, Brianna has
dead at the end of Sixth Sense,
jizzed in my pants, my friend.
Brianna has no idea what's going on, but like when he pops up on screen and I know what's going on, my mouth drops. I'm like, oh no, they didn't,
right.
No, they didn't. And
that's
she's like,
exactly
she's like, what? And I'm like, M. Night got me. I wasn't expecting. He got me.
I got.
You got.
I'm like, that's Bruce Willis's character in Unbreakable. That means these movies are in the same universe. All his movies take place in Philly, but they're not always in the same
world. Are they really in
world.
Philly?
They're all in
it.
Philly,
okay.
I believe. And I'm like, oh, that means this could be a crossover. They're going to do Unbreakable 2.
Right.
Electric Boogaloo. And
it's a ton of breakdancing in
so,
the next one.
I went to Google immediately, and I'm like, is there going to be a sequel?
Google, tell me!
A week after I saw the movie, they confirmed there's going to be there's going to be
something else in that universe.
Another movie that will bring them together. And
I'm not
like,
joking.
Fucking A.
That is my favorite
M. Night
movie.
I'm stoked about that.
I love Unbreakable. I do think it's fantastic.
Yeah.
What was the name of his character, the big scary one, and they all came together to become?
What now?
Voltron?
James McAvoy.
Oh yeah. Was it the Beast?
Was it the Beast?
I didn't see Split, but someone ruined it.
Something like that, yeah.
Oh, we're gonna ruin it a little further.
The Beast.
It's the Beast.
Yeah.
The Beef?
We don't
the little kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, he came out as I forgot the girl's name, but like the woman for the first time. He was in the dress, the earrings. And everybody in the theater was terrified.
Yeah.
What is this guy? Like, he's kidnapped this girl. What's he...
Right.
What could he possibly be doing? Mm. Like, that. Everybody's so terrified. And I'm laughing so hard.
It's Professor X in drag. What's he doing?
Like, I'm like, dude, he crushed it.
Yeah. Did he get nominated?
Probably not.
Yeah, it's not the type of movie.
Yeah.
But it was a tour de force. I know... the lead actress on Orphan Black, which is a British series on the BBC, she gets a lot of props because it's
you
a simple thing.
That.
She she plays clones. So she plays, again, multiple characters and interacts with herself. So it's a similar type of thing. And she gets a lot of credit for...
She did.
She does it on a weekly basis.
Has won some Emmys, hasn't it?
I believe so.
I thought... Okay.
So, I think McAvoy should have maybe got a little more props.
He is good.
I don't know. But check it out. Go to your Redbox, or if you get Netflix discs in the mail still, or just go to your local family video, go in the middle of the week, and if you rent it as a new release, you get a dollar movie for free.
Oh, nice.
That's what I do.
Swish.
And if you don't go for a few months and you play hard to get, they'll call you up and tell you got a free new release rental. You go, you get your free new release, they offer you half off the half off.
What?
You get that for a few weeks, and you're knee-deep in new releases for $2.
And then 3 months later, they put up closing soon sign.
And you can just buy the whole store.
All right. Well, on that note, I think we're gonna steer towards what's paying my bills. Ooh. Somebody that's not going out of business anytime soon. It is time for what we like to call the sponsor spot.
Yeah! Hip hop, my voice is like a monster. And now a word from our sponsor.
All right. This is the sponsor spotlight from Distill Brewery. This is the Weisenheimer Hefeweizen. And the reason I chose this is because I was talking to our band of the week, Death Valley Dreams. And John, big fan of Hefeweizens.
So he's aware of... Now, Hefeweizen is specifically distill, or is that
hell
like...
no. It's a style of beer.
Okay, so he's...
Never listened to a podcast before.
I'm going to take a nap, guys.
Shit. Bottle cap kid.
Aw, shit.
No. He said 3/4 of the band are beer fans, and he has basically never met a Hefeweizen he didn't like. So I told him...
I'm about to show you one.
Distill is available in a lot of... states across the country.
Yeah.
Should be easily available to a touring band. Look up Distill Weisenheimer Hefeweizen. I give it a good thumbs up. If you love a hefe, this is a solid one. So it's 5.2%. Need a break from all the smart alecks in your life? God knows I do. You'll get the last laugh as you kick back and relax with a seriously enjoyable and refreshing South German-style Hefeweizen. This wheat ale has a hazy, straw-colored hue with classic banana-like and clove-like aromas and flavors, a very low hop, bitterness. There's condensation on the can.
That's a very German name. What is Hefeweizen mean?
And a full mouthfeel with...
Spanish for
without Budweiser. Being full of itself. No joke. Cheers. What does Hefeweizen translate as?
It's obviously German, right?
Yeah, let's...
White-ass beer.
Hefe, I always think, is boss from, like,
yeah,
Spanish.
That's Spanish.
Actually, a heifer is a cow.
It's just pure milk, ladies and gentlemen.
It hasn't yet given birth to a calf.
Let's see if I can put Hefeweizen translation and what it literally...
Again, somebody's just screaming into their earphones right now.
Weizen is, it's German for wheat.
Okay.
Hefe is a German word for yeast. So it just means wheat yeast.
So I'm allergic to gluten, so this is a nightmare drink for
me.
Oh,
shit.
Right?
You're going to have diarrhea.
Good, I like that.
Rangus, hot burning Rangus on the sponsor spotlight.
For what goes in the hole comes out the hole.
It's the story of my life.
You're hole-centric.
Yeah. But yes, if you go to Distill, this is one of their flagship beers. You can find this on the shelves at most area and out of area. Like I said, they've got distribution in like 18 states at this point.
Yeah, what?
It's almost most of them.
They're getting to the point where they can almost... it's easier to name the states they're not in.
Almost. They're getting there. But this is a permanent tap at the Fox. We have like 4 beers that are on all the time. I can't say 24/7. I'll say like... 12/5.
Oh, okay. That's still high
12
price.
12 hours a day, 5 days a week.
You can find this probably.
The Weisenheimer is always on tab at the Fox. So
that's high praise, right?
Yeah, and this is one that I recommend as a good gateway beer to getting into craft beer. If you're dating a lady who likes Blue Moons or Leinenkugels,
oh boy,
and you're wanting to get her into a little more craftier beer like Modelo.
You want to make sure she's more like you.
Yep. I only date girls that like Modelo beer.
How many tattoos do they have?
You got a pack of L&M's.
So many back tattoos, I can't even count.
Tramp stamps just don't do it for me anymore.
Oh boy, but yes, this is a good beer.
It is a good beer.
Weisenheimer,
pretty drinkable too.
It should be.
Most beers are.
If it was frozen, maybe not. But we don't drink our beer frozen.
I like my beer in popsicle form.
Weisenheimerita.
Yeah. That'd be gross. Popsicle just not sound good.
You haven't lived yet.
Mm. I mean, I've accidentally forgotten a beer that I put in the freezer.
Sure.
You know, you get home with a warm 6-pack and you're like, I can't wait to drink.
I can't wait. And then I'm going to only wait.
And then I put it in the freezer and then I forget about it and I grab one out of the fridge because it's finally cooled off. And then you go back and you're like, oh fuck, there's one in the freezer. I better get that before it explodes. And it's half slush. Yeah. And you have to like let it sit. It stays cold for a really long time.
Does that affect the carbonation?
Those are the pros of the situation.
Yeah. I don't think it's good on the beer. But once it's hit that point, there's no turning back.
Yeah, it freezes all the water.
And then the electrolytes.
The electrolytes in the beer.
And the gluten just sinks to the bottom.
Don't get me started on the gluten.
So you need to freeze all your beer.
So that way you can
put it in a centrifuge.
Because gluten, it's widely known. It's denser.
Sure,
more dense.
It goes to the bottom of the bottle. That's where your gluten
sticks. That's a Smile Empty Soul song.
Gluten at the bottom? At the bottom of the bottle. Are they still a band?
I don't know. They used to play the Riverfront.
I do it for the drugs!
That's the song.
I hated that song. So annoying.
Not a fan.
It's like a Puddle of Mud song, right?
Yeah, it was pretty much Puddle of Mud.
She fucking hates me.
That's not quite that bad.
That's Smile Empty Soul?
No, that was Puddle of Pud.
That was Puddle of Pud.
Muddle of Pud?
Puddle of Pud.
Muddle of Pud. I like
that too.
Just a mud hole of pud.
It's one of those bands that when somebody would bring it to the counter at the store, we would just look at
Fuck
it and be like,
you.
No, dude.
Damn it.
Smile Empty Soul, I've lived half my life now. Like, Eraser is the last name. There's a song on the name of the last song on that album. The Smile Empty Soul self-titled CD. And when I was 13 years old, you're listening to these just fuck you, everything sucks songs. And I loved it. Oh, I ate it up so bad, along with Linkin Park's Meteora.
Okay, well, Linkin Park, I was still on board until this last album, and then he killed himself. So, you know,
I'm not
saying that was justified. Hey, Freckles.
Freckles has joined the party.
We got some Game of Thrones beer here for you.
For you specifically.
Yep.
So those of you who are waiting to drink until Freckles showed up can now drink.
I'm here.
I was never a Linkin Park fan.
Really?
Never.
We're the same age, so that surprises me.
You look like the kind of person who would only listen.
You're
to
the
Linkin
reason
Park.
He killed himself.
Like 2003 rolls around, and everything's like rock metal. I was like, fuck this. I'm not into that shit.
I will listen to Yo La Tango.
So you didn't?
I do like Yo La Tango. I do fucking like Yo La Tango, man.
So you didn't listen to it, ironically.
No, not at all. Not even a little bit.
Thank you for turning
the lights on.
It just seemed
so
like a good. I know, because it was brighter when we started recording, and then
that's
we played
how the daylight works.
Yeah, you know, Tyler's in a dark place,
Tyler,
so we just kept.
Tyler.
We just kept the.
I need to get them.
No, Yo La Tango just seemed like a good early 2000 band
to reference.
I'm not
like,
fucking around. Like,
is
look
it
at
like
this
Wu-Tang Clan.
Here's my Pandora list. There's Yo La Tango right there. I'm not fucking around.
I'm not fucking around so with the tango.
But Linkin Park, I mean, that's too bad that guy killed himself. That sucks. And he did have a powerful voice, but not a fan.
He also was the second vocalist for Stone Temple Pilots.
Yes.
They've now
Both
killed
died.
Two singers.
Yes. I don't think
so are you guys saying I should try out for Stone Temple Pilots?
We want you to die, and you should try out for STP.
Sooner than later.
Oh, man.
No, that sucks. Seriously, suicide sucks. Don't.
Yeah.
It does suck.
Call
that,
somebody.
Yeah.
You better call somebody.
tweet at DLPod.
Yeah. We're talking about suicide.
And I'm doing wrestling references. I know.
Yeah, but somebody's going to respond
during the sponsor spotlight. Thanks to Still for sticking with me all this time. All right. Well, on that note, it's time for me to get into the old DL mailbag.
Oh,
it's time for Drunkamaniac Mail. All right, Postcards from Paradise, or just Facebook messages, emails, drunkenlullabiespodcast@yahoo.com. Like I said, you can tweet us. I'll get it eventually. it just goes to my inbox in the email, letting me know I've got a tweet. So first, we got Matthew Ryan Sharp. He is the graphic artist at 350 Brewing.
Oh.
We gave him a nice shout out on the episode I did up in Tinley Park, punk rock. And wrestling, or punk rock and beer, I can't remember what I called it, but had a blast up there with the guys at 350, and he messaged and said, listen to the podcast, great stuff, man, keep it up, brother. And I said, I appreciate that. Are you going to be at 350 Fest? I'm planning on doing a show there. Because he does the graphic artist work, but he lives in Ohio now.
Mm.
He's like going through his texts, just talking about his texts.
Yep. And it's still fan feedback.
And I said, what are you up to?
And he said,
just chilling, homie.
I will be there. And I said, well, I'm hoping to record a show earlier in the day before it starts. Perhaps you can sit in on that episode. And he said, we usually get started real early in the day, but I would love to jump in on the show if I can. Perhaps we can talk a little bit about what I do with the brewery on the graphic arts side.
That'd be awesome. Now, who are some of the bands?
So you're taking this maybe and making it like permanent on
We're going to do it. He's got to do it now.
He's obligated now. Who are some? There's some big names coming to the 350 Fest.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Well,
one of your favorite bands, right?
One of my favorite bands. We got Real Big Fish.
That's one of them.
Yeah. Face to Face. Another longtime favorite of mine. Yeah. The Stereo, who I'm super stoked about, they have been broken up for years, and they're doing a reunion show specifically for this.
Neat. That's awesome.
Hopefully doing a show with the singer, Jamie. Hopefully you'll hear a little bit of the Stereo on an upcoming episode.
I heard on a recent episode, Face to Face and Real Big Fish, and I thought, that's pretty bitching for
a party. Yeah, and Big Wig, and also former Drunken Lullabies Band of the Week and guest on the show, Johnny Hamlin. Lights Over Bridgeport is going to be opening the fest. Plus, wrestling from Freelance Wrestling in Chicago and beer.
How much is a ticket to get in? That sounds awesome.
It's only like 30-some bucks.
They pretty much built this festival for Dustin.
Yeah, no kidding.
It just happens that Todd and I are two peas in a pod. We both love wrestling. We went to 350 yesterday before our concert. We were going to pregame there, and it was packed. Yeah. There was nowhere to sit. We unfortunately had to leave because there wasn't anywhere to go.
It was shit.
The fire marshal would have been called if we stayed. It was that full. But I went looking around and I did notice Legion of Doom was on one TV and Brother Love was on the other. He had the old WWF
350
videos playing,
is tailor made
playing
to you.
Punk rock music. Holy wrestling shit. On the TV.
They should call it the Drunken Lullabies.
They really should.
They should.
That's ridiculous.
I finally did an episode with them. I've been wanting to for a while. We had a really good time. And 350 Fest is going to be great. So any Chicago area Drunkomaniacs, anybody, honestly, if you're from Peoria, former guest Gene, Gene Beaver, he's going to be going as well.
And what's the date on that fest?
That is August 19th. Tinley Park. It's not. It's 2.5 hours away.
It's at Tinley Park?
Tinley Park.
That's legendary, right?
I mean, it's a suburb.
Well, no, I mean,
it's a legendary suburb.
No, but it's not at like Tinley. It's not the Tweeter Center.
No.
They've held Warped Tour at it for each of the last 16 years.
I always think of Tinley Park. I think of the Tweeter Center.
But
that's
where 350 is. Is literally a mile down the road from there. So that's why it's a great spot to go to anytime.
Everyone knows where it is.
It's now the Hollywood Casino Amphitheater. I think is what it's called.
That's what the Tweeter Center is called.
That's what the Tweeter Center is called.
Change the fucking name.
It's changed twice. I know. That's still what I want to call it.
Chris Lilia reference, please.
So that's the 350 feedback. And then another former guest, Don Howell, he was on the episode Feeling Peachy, which was recorded at Dunahoff at our friend Rothgar's house. We did the peach beer bottle share.
Sounds like a nightmare.
He shared the new Drunk at the Movies episode, King of Kong, and put, because it's what you listen to when you're brewing. Give it a listen. You can thank me later.
That is a... Even if you don't like documentaries or video games, check out King of Kong. That is
it's great.
A good flick.
It's great. And, you know, if you want to watch it first, which if you haven't seen it, I recommend, then go back and listen to our commentary of it.
Yeah,
because
for sure.
We talk about a lot more than just the movie. We talk a lot of other arcade stuff and beer and personal grudges that
Shane has
with other people.
Okay.
That may or may not dress up.
I don't think
costume.
I've heard that episode yet.
It just came out Wednesday. You need to listen to it. And finally, our former band of the week, Idle Class, getting some points. Not frequent flyer points.
Boo.
They get drink tickets.
Oh, okay. That's your former currency.
That's
on the
our
show.
Former currency. They get drink tickets. But Idle Class shared on their page, to all music and beer lovers out there, we got something for you to bring you over those Sunday hangover hours. Nice. We're the band of the week in this week's episode of the Drunken Lullabies podcast. Check it out.
Very cool.
They were super accommodating with giving me write-ups on all the songs we played.
That's awesome.
Providing me with high-quality MP3s, of course, to feature on the episode, and beer recommendations. They were super stoked to be featured, and it shows because they're sharing it on their social media, and that's what I like.
And
they're from Germany.
You can't buy that level of engagement.
We're establishing multi-continental relationships.
Sounds like they're in it for themselves.
I don't believe that at all. When Trump breaks down diplomatic relations with that country, Drunken Lullabies will step in.
That's Mr. Gorbachev.
There's going to be no wall between us and Germany.
You get Hasselhoff on your show. This electric jacket.
Whatever happened to that wall in Germany? I never found out.
They tore it down.
Oh, they tore it down?
Yeah. It was all Hasselhoff.
30 years late on that shit.
All right.
I'm not even that old, so it wasn't even there.
Well, Jason.
Yeah.
Do you know what time it is?
I would have to say a picks of the week.
Okay, you are correct, sir. It's time for picks of the week. So let's go over what we had. You chugged a flatback IPA, and then the rest of us drank a Chupa Hopra. We drank a Meta Modern Session IPA. We had the Freedom of 78. We had a fancy international beer called Modelo Especial.
I can't imagine why you wouldn't have finished that.
And then we had the Game of Thrones Bend the Knee, followed by the sponsor spotlight, Weisenheimer Hefeweizen. Jason, yeah. What was your pick of the week?
I had to chug that flatback. It was pretty good. And so was the...
You said that was the first time you've ever chugged a beer? Or just on this show?
On this show.
Okay,
all right. Who do you think he is?
There's a lot of great art and a lot of great beer set today. I'm going to have to go with the Chupa Hopra, though. I think that was good.
What a name.
Chupa Hopra.
Like I said, that was half the reason we bought it.
Yeah.
I think that was one that just jumped out at me. It's like, oh, Chupa Hopra. How can you not drink that?
I enjoyed it. I thought it was good.
Good job, Namer.
Tyler?
Namer.
I'm going to go with the sponsor.
Namer, he's like a Submariner in the Marvel universe, right? Namor? He's very sweet on the Invisible Woman and the Fantastic Four.
He's got wings on his heels.
That's not untrue, any of those things.
Yes.
I'm going to go with the sponsor spotlight.
You made fun of it the whole time we drank it.
I loved it, though.
Oh, okay. You did it out of love.
That's probably the reason that I'm broken up with right now.
You drank
it. I just make fun of things that I really like.
You drank the Modelo out of the bottle, though.
Yeah, oh, you're right. I did. I tried to get it straight from the source.
Took it to the dome.
Straight from the
cow's.
Suck
it from the teat.
That cow's teat is scummy.
So Dustin's going Modelo for sure.
No.
No?
I'm really not.
I said Dustin's going Modelo for sure.
And I said I'm not. What I'm going with, although that Freedom of 78 was pretty darn tasty. Is that what you're drinking right now, Freckles? I saved a can of that in the fridge for you.
What the hell are you drinking?
What are you drinking?
Girl, what you drinking?
Sierra Nevada.
Sierra Nevada.
What Sierra Nevada?
That I got.
Oh, that's why I didn't know. That was not on the tap list when I was putting the episode together.
Okay. Shit, now we got to talk about that one.
I'm going with the Meta Modern Session IPA. I was a big fan of this one when we were down in Texas. I was allocated 3 out of the 6 of these, as I am with most beer that we purchase. And I drank this one on the beach. I believe I chugged my second one in the Gulf of Mexico.
For what reason did you chug it?
Because why the fuck not?
There you go.
Because I'm there.
That's right.
And to be able to say that I chugged a beer shoulder deep in the Gulf of Mexico.
Gulf of Mexico.
So that's...
Just waiting out.
Yeah, that's my pick of the week.
Exactly.
Well, Brianna went tubing and she lost half a beer when she went out in the waves.
Don't tell people that.
It happened. All right, well, that's our beer picks of the week. I've got some music picks of the week for you, like I do every week. There's some new...
Green Day.
No, there's not. There's some new music out that I've been enjoying, and you guys might dig it too. Arcade Fire has a new album. It is not what you're going to expect, so be forewarned.
It's all Green Day covers.
It's disco.
It's like a poppy.
Oh shit, that sounds awesome.
It's so
is it like,
out of left field.
You picked it, so it must be good.
It's called Everything New.
But that's so old.
I know. But it was one of those albums I put it on and I'm like, this is not what I expected, but it's not bad.
I do like
but
I'm gonna Fire.
It's
if I had a nickel.
It requires multiple listens. If you're going into it expecting Funeral and Neon Bible,
yeah,
you are gonna hate it.
Yeah,
but okay. If it's just like they're doing something new, just go with it. If it was a brand new band that didn't have an idea of what it's going to sound like.
They still have like 30 members in their band too.
And Papa's got a brand new band.
They're Canadian. I don't know.
So they have free healthcare.
What? Yeah.
So why would they just...
They can have more people in the bands because they don't have to work for a living and find work to get insurance.
Why don't they just...
They can just pursue their dreams.
Why don't they just rename the band to have a brand new band that has this brand new sound?
Papa's got a brand new band?
Fire name.
I don't know.
She said that like minutes ago.
Way ahead of you. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah. But check out the new Arcade Fire. Another album I really enjoyed that came out recently. The voice of Death Cab for Cutie, Ben Gibbard, ex-husband of Zoe Deschanel. Doing a full album cover of the album Bandwagon-esque, which is a teenage fan club album that Jason is a fan of. So, pound it. You obviously need to check that album out.
I had no idea he did this, and I'd be very interested to see.
It's really good. Like. There's some songs on there that sound like very early Matthew Sweet.
I do like Matthew Sweet.
It sounds...
Girlfriend, yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like that, Beatles-esque at times.
Really?
But it's very good. I enjoyed this album immensely.
I feel like Teenage Whatever is very... Like,
Teenage Whatever, fan club.
Fan club.
Yeah. Teen Wolf.
There are no Yoa Tango. I can't be bothered to remember their name.
That's right. You really put me in my place there. Thank you.
You're welcome. You did that to yourself.
It seems like a very... I did. It seems like a very obscure album to do a full cover of, doesn't it?
I mean, yeah, but it's a passion project, obviously.
Yeah.
And Death Cab's not working on a new album, and he's like, I'm going to do like what Ryan Adams did with Taylor Swift, and I'm just going to cover a whole record that I'm a fan.
Which album did he cover?
He did Taylor Swift's 1989 and recorded it in his style. It's great.
Is it good?
Mm-hmm.
It is,
I don't really like Taylor Swift, but I love that Ryan Adams record.
I like you, Taylor Swift.
I like
her. You like her a long time?
I'd like her for about half an hour.
She seems like she'd be a bit much to deal with.
That's good.
You gotta apologize for 20 minutes. So.
And then you get an album written about you.
For 20 minutes.
A lot of that time. It's not just time that you don't spend.
And then finally, I've been listening to a lot. I mentioned them earlier. They're going to be at 350 Fest. I'm very excited. The Stereo. I've been listening to their whole catalog, prepping for their set. 300, No Traffic, Rewind and Record. And then Jamie had other projects after that. Let Go, his solo album. You can listen to his early stuff with Animal Chin. But the Stereo, they got three fantastic albums. I suggest you seek those out and listen to them. And aside from that, the only other thing I can plug, Drunk at the Movies, weekly show now. I'm giving you guys
holy hell
two shows a week.
How does your girl put up with this fucking shit?
He's working twice as hard for twice as much money.
No, I'm not making any money on this, but people seem to enjoy doing it, so that's reward enough.
It is fun.
Oh, boy. He's such a philanthropist.
So, Drunk at the Movies, we got a couple good episodes coming up. We got the Boondock Saints and Airheads.
Love.
The Lone Rangers.
That's ridiculous.
And I sit down with my former roommate and a...
Derek?
Hoover is on that episode. He's been on Drunken Lullabies before, and then... my old friend Dave, who lives in Texas, he was back home visiting. I've been friends with him since like fifth grade. His first appearance on one of my shows.
Yeah.
And we had a blast.
When are you going to have me on the show with fucking Derek Hoover, man?
Oh, we'll make it happen. We'll find a movie. He's wanting to do Rules of Attraction, and I don't have a number three for that.
I've never seen that.
Okay.
And I've known Derek Hoover since like I was first grade. Okay. I haven't seen him for years, and I love him.
All right, so there you go. Future episode, Rules of Attraction, the Bret Easton Ellis classic.
Oh, that's right. American Psycho.
With me, Hoover,
and the Bottle Cap Kid.
What's the other one he did?
That'll probably come out in December.
Robert Downey Jr., Lesson Zero.
Lesson
right?
Zero. He also wrote American too. Psycho.
Yeah, I said that.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah.
So yeah. those are his big ones.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. Okay, very cool. Very cool.
So yeah, we got those two episodes coming out. Drunk at the Movies out every Wednesday for free. Just subscribe to the Drunken Lullabies feed and you'll get the regular episodes on Sunday and the Drunk at the Movies every Wednesday, automatically.
Every Wednesday,
free of charge.
You are a maniac.
I started every other for the first couple weeks so I could bank up a bunch of episodes and also to get response. Response has been fantastic.
Awesome.
Very cool. So I was like, you know, let's just keep it going.
Very
so,
cool.
So yeah, there we go. Two shows a week. Hope you guys dig them. Like, subscribe, review, follow, all that fun stuff. Share with your friends, share on social media. That's how we get the word spread. I can't afford to buy billboards and like have a plane fly over the town telling people to listen. So I rely on word of mouth. If you guys think you know people that would dig the show, just let them know. They may not like it. That's fine. They may love it. And
it,
if
it really
they
is the
do,
best way.
You can hold it over their head
forever.
So yeah, just find us on social media, Drunken Lullabies Podcast. We also have a separate page for Drunk at the Movies on Facebook, and you can see all the fun memes that I make on
That's
a weekly
right. you
basis
are making
now.
Some memes.
Oh, I'm a meme-making motherfucker.
Meme-meme-meme-meme.
They're so much fun to do, and I can't make memes for Drunken Lullabies because what am I going to do with Chupacabra?
It's in your contract.
It says Chupacabras like Chupacabra. That's not a good meme.
It's not very
this
good.
This is Modelo. It smells like ass. Tastes
worse. What are you talking about?
Worse.
It's great. It's an imported beer. It's fantastic.
Doesn't
I'm
matter.
Really surprised it wasn't pick of the week for anyone.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for Drunken Lullabies this week. We've got a Drunk at the Movies to record next.
Whoa.
So you guys...
Don't be giving it away.
No, they'll know.
They'll know.
It also is coming out like a month and a half after this. So it's a tease.
Oh.
That way they got something to look forward to.
Smart.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Hold your breath for 6 weeks.
All right.
Idiots.
All right. So we will...
Jesus.
Good God. Yeah, Dingleberry. All right. Well, we will see you next time. This is the voice saying, until the next time I sit on my couch and drink beer with friends and record it for your enjoyment, may your music be loud and may your beers be cold. We'll see you in a week.
This has been a Fakakta Comedy Funhouse production. Produced by Dustin Wyckoff, executive produced by Blake Clayton. For more information and content, go to fcfnetwork.com.